Welcome to Cork, and in particular, welcome to a traffic jam in the centre of Cork City at 4 minutes to 9 o'clock on this Friday morning. And Paul O'Mahony welcomes you to his mobile studio, having just dropped off his daughter to school in Douglas, which is one of the suburbs on the south side of Cork City. And what I'd like to introduce you to is a potential twin for Cork City, Montreal. Now, over in Montreal, Canada, is a madman, a complete madman. And I've just been listening to his podcast, his internet radio show from Montreal, and his name is Stefano Landi. He is known as Slandy, and the man is a madman, and he is so damn good at advertising that he's got me talking about him already, even though I have only just a couple of seconds ago stopped listening to his podcast. Now, what he's going to do, which is so damn crazy, it's ridiculous, is that he's going to take on the city of Montreal. He's going to take on the challenge of presenting the city of Montreal in an audio soundscape to the wider world, digitally, on the internet. He's setting up a website, and the website will be there, and people can connect with it. And the point about it is that he's going to go around the city, taking a photograph of a place, and he's going to record audio at that place. Now, Montreal's a tiny little place. There's no problem getting around Montreal. You'd probably knock it off in half a day, wouldn't you? As opposed to Cork, which is such a big, big, big place that you'd be a whole year trying to represent all the riches of Cork. But obviously, Stefano is, you know, having to do something that's within his meagre resources. Yeah, I mean, what do I know about Montreal? You know, they speak French over there. That's all I know. And they speak a form of French that is not the same as the French in France. And that's the other thing. I mean, what on earth is the French in Montreal like? I hear the place is good for cooking. I hear there are some good cooks there. And I think that Mitch Joel has an office there. I think he's in Toronto as well. So there's bound to be a bit of marketing skills over there in Montreal, you know. They, you know, a bit like places like Ballydehob in County Cork, they held the Olympics in Montreal, and, you know, well, it doesn't take, you know, any old place can hold the Olympics, you know. So it's a quite an interesting little tiny challenge that this madman, Stefano Landi, is taking on. And I thought, it got me thinking. What about we twin Cork and Montreal, right? I mean, after all, Montreal is the second city in Canada, says he, hoping that he's got it right. Isn't Ottawa the number one? Right. Montreal is probably the number one in Quebec, but then again, and of course, from Quebec, Quebec is the number one province, unless you live in another province, of course. But the whole point about this is that I'm talking about linking second cities. Cork is the second city in Ireland, right? Dublin is the capital. Dublin is the real capital. Never mind all this other stuff about Cork being the real capital of Ireland or the capital of real Ireland. No, not at all. Dublin is the capital, but Cork is the second city. And second cities are great places. Look at Marseille. I mean, what a great place Marseille is, you know? Some might argue that, you know, where Lille is a second city of France, or did I say Lyon was a second city of France, or somebody else might call Bordeaux the second city, but I call Marseille the second city. So is Cork like Marseille? Well, it's got water. Cork has got water. It's by the sea. Marseille has water by the sea. What kind of water does Montreal have? Good question. Paul isn't sure. Needs to look it up. Doesn't want to make a fool of himself. Does the Mount St. Lawrence flow into Montreal or not? Does it come all the way down or up? Does it go all the way up from there to Quebec City? How do I know? The main thing is Montreal exists, and there's a madman over there who's going to do something on Audioboo. He's going to use the Audioboo platform. He's going to have he says there's a pretty good integration between WordPress, which we all know and love, and Audioboo. And he's not going to do a connection between what do you call it, that other crowd, the SoundCloud and Audioboo, and and WordPress. No, it's going to be Audioboo and WordPress. And it threatens to be a damned interesting project, doesn't it, really? Imagine taking on Montreal. Cork, of course, will be much more complex. I'd need a whole team of people to give you a sense of what Cork is actually like, and we'd have to have this website, and we'd have to upload, and I'd have to get, you know, people from Cork who use Audioboo, like, let's say, who do I know? Roger Overall uses Audioboo from Cork. Who else uses Audioboo from Cork? Does Aidan Enright, the head, the leader of Smarter Egg, does he use Audioboo? He certainly has an account somewhere, I think. I can't remember, to be honest, when the last... But certainly Audioboo has been used for spreading the word about Smarter Egg. So basically, who else is using Audioboo in Cork? Now, I'm driving a car, so I'm excused from answering this, but all the people here in Cork who would like to make a soundscape of Cork City have now got a champion in Stefano Landi in over there in Montreal. And we could do a link. We could copy him, right? We could watch what he's doing, right? We wouldn't have to think. We wouldn't have to invent anything ourselves. This could be a really kind of a freeloading project, you know. We simply copy what Stefano is doing, right? And we log on, we go to Audioboo, we listen to today's episode, and I'm sure there'll be more, loads and more, because he'll be gradually revealing what he's getting up to. By the way, if the sound has changed, I'm down in a tunnel. I'm in the depths of the River Lee Hotel in Cork. One of the bravest pieces of branding that was done in Cork. In fact, the only really remarkably courageous piece of branding was to change the name of Jury's Hotel in Cork, which was a landscape, a landmark rather, and call it the River Lee Hotel. I mean, that took courage, I have to say. Now, why I'm telling you about this now, as I'm gingerly trying to park my car in this underground car park. Underground car park, you know. We don't do enough Audioboos from underground car parks, do we? Anyway, here we are. We're talking about Montreal. We're talking about food. We're talking about an Olympic city. We're talking about a place that might have a great, great river in it. We're talking about a place that is, oh my goodness, synonymous with music, the music of Montreal. I tell you what, there's more good music produced in Montreal than there is in Cork. And Cork is damn good for music. But we'll have to prove that. Actually, we'll have a competitive angle to this, you know. How good is Montreal versus how good is Cork? Yeah, we could have a bit of... Okay, there we go. Look, this is an early morning for the, you know, call out to that madman over there in Montreal. Watch out, Slandy. We're on your trail. Bye. Au revoir. À tout à l'heure. Au prochain fois. Yeah. Frère Jacques, dormez-vous. Sun est là, Audioboo land, sun est là, Audioboo land, ding dang dong, toodle pip. Oh God, that's very English. Bye man, that's awesome, that's savage. Bye.